podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to A Choir Kid's Dream, where I, DJ Melody, will teach you how to songwrite, record, and market your music. DJ Melody today has a guest speaker. We got Rhythm Brother Chris of TMFT. You know how last episode we were talking about drums, how to add that into recording. So today we're going to talk to the very own drummer of TMFT. He can play piano, drums, bass, and recently even guitar. So he also drums for iSide projects. We got a really interesting one, Benny, that John's going to talk about next episode, hopefully, if I can get him here with us. Chris also writes songs. He's starting to write songs and guitar. He's drummed in a couple bands for a couple years now, and he started off in high school and college. So we got another person who's recently been starting all this stuff. So really excited to get him today. So Chris, tell me about your experience with learning your instruments and kind of joining bands and becoming a musician.
Thanks for having me on, first of all. Second of all, I'll start from the beginning. Not just high school. My very first time playing an instrument, I would say, was in fifth grade. It was actually the drums, not like a drum set, but more so just percussion. So I was in like the band there, and I learned that. So I had like a little practice pad and used like sticks and kind of learned from there, learned how to hold the drumstick, all that. And then I wasn't playing for a while. I tried different instruments in like this elementary school band thing, but I would say the main thing is now, obviously, high school, like you were saying, in college, I play the drums. I also play, you know, piano a little bit. I know chords. I can do a little bit. Not as good as Bella, though. She's better. That's okay. I know what sounds good is the main thing, but yeah. Bass, I love bass. It's really fun, but not as much as drums. Drums are my favorite, of course. And then recently, yep, guitar, like Bella was saying. So with the, let's talk about the drums specifically, since that's kind of what we're focusing on right now. I would say I learned how to hold the stick, how to do everything, and then I played through percussion in high school. So I was in concert band, so I did like snare drum, bass drum, like separately, and I learned to read like sheet music based on percussion. Also, I played mallets. I'm not as good at those, but that's how I also know how to play piano, was based on the mallet instruments, for example, like xylophone, marimba, those kind of things. And from there, I actually joined Drumline, and that was my first kind of thing. But then, yeah, from there, I went into Drumline in 11th and 12th grade. Really fun. I was a cymbal gang first year, and then I switched to tenor drums after that. I loved Drumline. That was probably my favorite. I wanted to start one up here at Sonoma State, but unfortunately that didn't happen. I joined bands instead, but yeah.
So did drums always come easy to you, or did you have to practice with a mentor known? Like, how did you just know that was your thing, and like kind of how was it trying to learn everything else when you were younger?
Yeah, I would say in high school, obviously, with the help of an instructor, it definitely helped me. He taught us how to play better in a way, and also, you know, he taught us to use a metronome, play to that. That was definitely a good way to kind of figure it out. Even now, I still struggle with it, but usually you're supposed to know the rudiments, all the drum rudiments. There's, I think, 41, 42. Those are important. So, for example, like single strokes, just hitting the drum once, or double strokes, double, and then paradiddles.
So what's an example of that? Like, try to explain to me about paradiddles. That sounds kind of interesting.
Okay, so that's a specific rudiment. There's also paradiddle diddle, which is cool too. So you go, I'm going to tap it, but you go right hand, left hand, right, right. So it's right, left, right, right. And then you switch it. So you go left, right, left, left. So it's like, it kind of adds volume to it instead of just going, you know, one hand, bop, bop. You go to the other hand, one hand, it's like back and forth, that kind of thing. So it's cool. I like it. And it adds so much volume. And there's so many like rudiments like that that can just add much more to your playing, including on the drum set too.
I'm curious, which one do you use when we're jamming and we're just like, you go bop, bop, da, 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 da. And it's like every time you kind of use that one and then you switch to a couple more like riffs, like kind of what are your favorites?
Okay. I mean, it's hard to explain on a podcast unless I'm actually drumming. Unfortunately, I don't have the drum kit with me, but I would say I kind of go with what feels good depending on the song, and I also listen to the guitar and go based off of that. But I can just feel out the rhythm usually. But like an example, I don't know, like let's say the guitarist is playing like, I don't know, eighth notes or 16ths, and they go ba-dum-bum-bum. you can also mimic that on the drums. You go ba-dum bum bum on like different toms or the snare drum, or use all of them, or include the bass drum. And a lot of time you got to keep the groove going. So I like to do like, you know, eighth notes continuous on the hi-hat or on the ride cymbal, one of the two. Continue with the bass, you know, simple, like just four on the floor. I know I'm saying all these terms. I don't know if anyone except drummers will know what that is, but I'll explain it really quick. Four on the floor is if you do four bass drum notes, boom, 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 constantly. It's like driving the pulse of the song. And then, yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
That's really interesting. So if someone was just trying to record their song and add drums and be like using mechanical drums, you would say just to find the note on the drum the best you can and try to play with the eighth notes and 16th notes kind of. Wow, that's a lot. But yeah, guys, try to go through that if you're interested in that. So how'd you start learning guitar? Because I'm really curious, because like you just pulled up this guitar like a couple months ago and now you're starting to write on it. Like I know you were telling me like that usually tuning it certain ways helps, but like how do you move your way up and down? Like any like little tricks or what'd you say?
Yeah, of course. I know John, hopefully you can get him on next week. He'll have a lot more experience than me with guitar, especially. But from what I've known, I'll just start you off with the basics. I started learning guitar last year, almost a year ago now, probably about 9 months ago-ish. Still not amazing at it, but I am definitely progressing and doing a lot better than I used to. But yeah, from there, one of my friends, Kobe, he had an acoustic guitar, so he lent it to me. So I played on that first, and the strings were like, I don't know if you know what the action is, but that means it's like really high, and you have to press down really hard on the frets to actually, you know, make a chord and stuff. So that was interesting to learn from, but it kind of helped me. And then ultimately my parents got me an electric guitar for my birthday, my 21st, which was really fun. And I've been playing it ever since then. It's been great. I try to play when I can. I know I should practice daily. That'll definitely help. But especially being a college student right now, it's hard. It's really hard. But yeah, from there, what I like to do is I like to practice switching between open chords. And this is standard tuning. So for example, a G chord, a C chord. This is the kind of the most common chord progression. Like, I don't know exactly the order, but you go C, G, I think E minor, and then back to C. And then there's also a D in there. Something like that. But yeah, and so it's open chords, and then bar chords are important too. I'm not good at those yet. I haven't learned that. And the other thing too is, I like Bella was saying, I like to switch from kind of open tuning, or not open tuning, but switch from the standard tuning, which is, I believe, EA destroys games. So EA, D, G, and then BE. There we go. That's the six strings, low E to high E. But what I like to do is, I like to switch it up, do alternate tunings, which basically means you change either each one of the notes or certain ones to make like a chord. That's what I do sometimes. And so there's open tuning, which is one of my favorites. And I use that a lot. And so I use that with kind of the one song that Bella might want to talk about. I don't know what I'm trying to write, but I'm not good at writing it. I really find it hard to write specific songs because I haven't written my first song yet fully. It's like I have ideas. I just don't know how to turn them into a full entire song. So, yeah.
EA destroys games. I like that.
That's how you memorize bass. And then add the EA destroys games and then before everything, I don't know, BE. That's the tuning for guitar.
So, yeah, and I see you move up and down a lot. I know we talked about when you're jamming with someone, when you move down the guitar, it's higher. When you move up it, it's lower. And so anyways, we were talking about that song. We're talking about a song that I was really impressed when I heard him write it. I know we were talking about how I write songs, which is kind of making sure every line kind of has something different and blend it together in the chorus. I know Chris might have some advice too. He was telling me earlier today that you need to, what were you telling me about?
I just kind of learned this from a YouTube video. Apparently it's important when you're writing, when it actually depends on the stress of each syllable in your, like, each specific word and your writing, right, in your songs. So, for example, like, Let's say you have like a line and it just doesn't sound right. That could be why, because you're stressed. It's also where you stress that specific syllable. So with that, you have to emphasize certain parts of a line or a verse, and that might make it sound better. Whereas if you kind of just, what I've been doing before is I like to like rhyme the last words of a song, but it kind of turned into like rap poetry, slam poetry. And that's not what I'm aiming for, really. I mean, it sounds cool, but it's not what I'm aiming for. I want to actually make like an actual song. I'm a huge fan of Coldplay, Radiohead. I want to do those kind of things, but yeah, I don't know. That's what I would say.
Good to know. And so you brought up some rock bands and how you like drumming. So I know you joined TMFT kind of on the fly, but what do you like about it? Like, kind of how do you think we jam well together? What do you like about the style? How do you think it could be different?
So I just really like TMFT's kind of indie vibe. That's always been kind of fun to me. And going from there, I don't know, I like how that feels, and it's really fun to just play live music, in my opinion. So I'm really happy to be, you know, in a band and just performing in front of people, and kind of hopefully in the future I can record some music with everyone too, and that'd be super fun. But yeah.
Yeah, I know how we all like playing together, and we've gotten so much better, in my opinion. I know sometimes we always talk about like who should be louder and who should be more quiet. I feel like last show was really good because you're able to turn the electric guitar down. You hear the voice a little more. Still figuring out the drums. I know Chris and I were talking about how he should turn it down, but then our guitar player likes when he plays harder. So kind of adjusting my voice to that, maybe a harder style because we're in rock, but still trying to stay light. So it's always interesting kind of keeping it indie because that's kind of new to me too. So what is your advice for performing live? Like, I know we have kind of experienced pre-performance jitters. Like, how do we get over that? Or like, also, I want to know, like, how do you just recover from like dropping the snare, the snares every single time? Like, is it on purpose at this point? Yeah, your sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, it's part of being a drummer. I've learned that you just kind of got to keep going, keep playing. So you just kind of pick up a stick next to you and just go from there. If the stick falls, I want to turn this into a saying. If the stick falls, you don't. How's that one?
Yeah.
You keep going. Yeah, never back down, never give up. but yeah, you just kind of keep playing. And also to the question earlier, which was, how do I feel about like doing live kind of things? That's pretty cool too. Yeah, going from there, I would say just kind of pre-performance jitters. You kind of just take some deep breaths, and just once you're on stage, it's definitely much better. You just go from there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel like just the rhythm of the song, and just kind of like, for me at least, like music always kind of eases my anxiety. So I feel the same way. Like once we're on stage, it's all good and we're just doing what we love. So yeah, kind of as we're closing, I just want to ask, like, where do you see yourself? I know it's a long time from now, but like, where do you see yourself in like 5-10 years of music? Like, kind of how do you see yourself kind of staying in it and putting yourself out there when you can? Like, I know we went to open mics recently. Like, do you see yourself doing that? More recording kind of guy? Like, just wondering.
Yeah, definitely just trying to keep the dream alive, just keep the habit going. And also like doing it on the side while I have a job. I would still love to perform and do live music when I can, maybe be in another band or something similar, or stay in this one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm from Southern California and this is in Northern California, and I'm going, you know, to university. So it's kind of hard to stay up here. But yeah, I would love to just keep playing music and just going from there. So
keep the dream alive. I like that, Chris. Any more witty sayings you have for to leave us with before we go?
I think that's about it.
Thanks for listening to Rhythm Brother Chris. And next time we're going to have Bass Boy John. So hopefully stay tuned.